appreciate him from the depth of your heart for what he has said to do, even via his word tonight. Give him thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Ask God for a word tonight. Ask him to speak to you for direction, for your freedom. Father, we thank you. Speak to us again this evening. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Father, we give you thanks again for what you have done in our lives tonight. Father, we thank you for the answered prayers. As we hear your word tonight, Father, speak to our situations. Let your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated. Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. I give thanks to God once again for the opportunity to stand in the presence of the children of God tonight to share the word. And I say thank you to our Father in the house for extending the arm of grace unto me to share with the children of God tonight. I pray that the grace of God upon your life and your ministry will continue to increase and improve and be bigger than before. And it shall find expression in my life tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. We have been looking at our teaching series for midweek services that says in this month of November, that says putting up a fight against the forces of unrighteousness. Putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. We have heard via introductions to these teachings that the battle against sin is the fiercest of all spiritual battles a believer can engage in. The battle against sin is the fiercest of all spiritual battles in a believer's life. Why is this? This is because the enemy tries to keep us under the bondage of sin, by which we are not confident to come before our God. Romans chapter 7 verse 23 says, "But I see another law in my member, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." We struggle against sin day in, day out. Sin takes us away from the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every sin and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured sin, such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." To win the war against sin, we must put on the whole armor of Christ. Matthew 11 verse 12, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." Another reason is because it is a battle against satanic stronghold. Fighting against sin is a battle against satanic stronghold. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." This is the battle of our lives as Christians. Battle against sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imaginations." Sins are formed through our imaginations. As a matter of fact, a man goeth into a sin is not sudden. Sinning is going through the mind of man and carrying out the act of what has been going through the mind of man. Then we see it as sin. As a matter of fact, sin has been committed in the mind before the actions are carried out. And we need God to pull down the stronghold of sin, casting down imaginations and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. How can we win this war? How can we overcome in this war? Number one, put up a fight of faith. That is the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and verse 16 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Put on the whole armor of God, which is your faith. Verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Number two, flee from sin. Run away from sin and everything that looks like sin. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. The one that we have just read says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." Verse 12. "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Thereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. We're going to look at part 6 today. We know there are wars that are going on in the physical. Wars between a country and another country. In our current day, we are hearing about war between Russia and Ukraine. But I want us to look at this. Modern wars are not only won on the battlefield, that is, in the physical. They are won on the premise of high security intelligence and the understanding of the enemy's arsenal. That is, the type of weapon the enemy has. If you understand the kind of weapon your enemy has, victory is very close to you. The same way tonight, we need to identify the evil spirit behind sin, so that we can overcome sin. We have been looking at various, the different types of spirits that is behind sin. But tonight, We are going to look at another one. The spirit of deception. The spirit of deception. What is deception? Deception is disguising lies to be like truth. To confuse or to defeat other people. Or to deceive other people. You are painting it. It is not the truth. But you are painting it as if what you are saying is true. Not saying it as it is. That is deception. And we know that Satan is the number one deceiver. So anyone that deceives is a child to Satan. Satan is his father. We will not be found there in the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the heart, and his angels were cast out with him. He is the father of all liars. He has been known to be a deceiver from inception. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He is the father of liars. You will not be a child to a liar in the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He is a deceiver from the beginning. He was cast out from heaven. The spirit of deception. Take note. The prevailing spirit in the world today, one of them is the spirit of deception. And we are not told that it is going to get better. And that is why, as Christians, we have to be wary of this spirit, understanding that it is of the devil, and staying away from it so that we can win our battle against sin. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Every form of deception, be it in the family or among friends, even in the church of God, painting lies, making it look like truth. You heard one thing, you say the other to this, and say another to that, and say another to that. Deceiving them to support you in your bad attitude. That is deception. Deceiving people, painting it as if it is true. But what that person is saying is lie. We will not be found there in the name of Jesus. Number two spirit is the spirit of rebellion. The spirit of rebellion. What is rebellion? It is an act of violent or open resistance to an established government or ruler. An act of violence or open resistance to an established authority, an established government or ruler. What does the Bible say about rebellion? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. That is Saul. Saul is being told. Rebellion against God's authority was humanity's first sin. In Genesis chapter 3, we saw that. And continues to be our downfall. Our sinful nature do not want to bow to the authority. It is natural. Human beings don't like to bow down to authority. That is Satan at play. Satan entered into Judas, an example of rebellious being. In Luke chapter 22, verse 3, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Judas was one of the disciples of Christ, but the spirit of rebellion entered into his life. And what happened? We all know the story. He fell. We will not be found there in the name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Elias, and on the son of Pelet, son of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. Verse 30 to 31 of the same verse, number 16. It says, but Moses now said, if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open a mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, then that the ground clave asunder that was under them. They were saying things to the man of God, to the prophet of God. They were saying wrong things to him. That this is what you have done, this is what you have done. And he just thought about it. He just said, if what you are saying please God, if you have truly offended God, the ground will open. Before he opened his mouth to complete the sentence, what happened? The ground opened and swallowed these people. The spirit of rebellion. The spirit of rebellion. We will not be found there in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the steps towards living a sanctified life? Number one, maintain a thirst for righteousness. Maintain a thirst for righteousness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thirst to righteousness. Thirst to be righteous. Check yourself every day. Look inward if what you are doing is not in tandem with God. Look at yourself and believe that you are right or wrong. Check yourself for righteousness. Number two, engage the sanctification ministry of the Holy Spirit through prayers. Judah 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Judah 20, praying in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Engage the sanctification ministry of the Holy Spirit through prayer. Number three, take spiritual responsibility in dealing with the evil spirit. Take spiritual responsibility by praying and fasting. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Number four, repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Genuine repentance. This is our covenant pathway to living a sanctified life. Repentance. Our calling and our election notwithstanding, anyone that will not repent cannot obtain forgiveness, as in the case of Eli, the high priest. Eli knew, he knew what his children were doing. He understood everything. But he said, let God do whatever that he wants to do. And what happened? In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 13 and 18, we saw what happened there. God destroyed that family in one day. The father and the children died in the same day. We will not be found there in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity, and by reasons therefore he offers the people so also for himself to offer for sins. Check yourself every day. Renew your mind every day. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for forgiveness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord cometh, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Don't judge others. Check yourself first. Remove the log of wood in your own eyes before you remove the other people's. Don't judge them. Don't judge others. Judge yourself first. Check yourself first. The Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourself whether ye be in faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Check yourself, just like I have said. Check yourself every day. Wash yourself with the blood of Jesus every day. Cleanse yourself every day. And the Lord will help us to overcome sin in the name of Jesus. And finally, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he will devour. The devil will not devour you in the name of Jesus. Check these two spirits. Have understanding of them. The spirit of rebellious, the spirit of deception. Have understanding of these two spirits. They are very prevalent in the Christendom now. The Holy Spirit is pointing our attentions to all this so that our race will end up well. I pray that everything that we are asking God, even on our way to Shiloh, we will receive in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet if you have received anything from this short exhortation and begin to give glory to God. Give God thanks. Give him thanks. Give him glory for the word. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all adoration. If you know you have gone too far away from God, he is calling you back tonight. He is calling you back to righteousness. He's asking you to examine your life. Look at, no matter how far you have gone, he's ready to bring you back home. You want to come back home to Jesus? You want to say, Father, take me. I want you to say after me, Father, Lord, I pray that you accept me. Receive me into your fold, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life so that I can live for you and overcome sin. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Yes, you are now a child of God. If you have said that prayer, please write us about your salvation, and we shall bring our pastors to pray with you, and you shall continue to live above sin in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord as we welcome God's servant.
Is somebody blessed tonight? Hallelujah.